Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Beloved in Christ, today is the third Sunday of Easter. The theme for this homily is Journeying with the Risen Lord to Emmaus or to Jerusalem. Journeying with the Risen Lord to Emmaus or to Jerusalem. Beloved in Christ, today's gospel reading taken from Luke 24, 13 to 35, Luke 24, 13 to 35, tells us that on the day of our Lord's resurrection, Cleopas and another disciple journeyed to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles or 11 kilometers from Jerusalem. While conversing about the suffering and death of our Lord Jesus Christ, as well as the news about the empty tomb reported by the women, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they did not recognize him. However, after arriving that evening at Emmaus, the disciples recognized Jesus in the breaking of bread, and they excitedly returned to Jerusalem that very night. Beloved, the Christian life is a journey with the risen Lord Jesus Christ. The question now is, am I journeying with the risen Lord to Emmaus or to Jerusalem? Am I journeying with the risen Lord to Emmaus or to Jerusalem? Let us assess our journey with the risen Lord. First, let's look at the journey to Emmaus. Disappointed that their expected Messiah suffered humiliation, died a shameful death, and that the years of following him had been apparently fruitless, the two disciples traveling to Emmaus could not recognize the risen Lord. At best, they took him to be a stranger. Can you imagine that? Their own master, whom they had traveled several times with, whose miracles they had witnessed, whose voice they had heard several times as he preached, and with whom they had eaten and drank, was now a stranger to them. They could not even recognize his voice. Beloved, what could have caused this situation? It is the lack of faith in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It is the lack of faith in the power of Jesus to rise from the dead that made the two disciples feel that the crucifixion of Jesus was his end, the end of their master. And so for them, the message of the empty tomb by Mary Magdalene and the other women was a mere fairy tale. In short, beloved, for the two disciples, the journey to Emmaus was one of disappointment, disbelief and despair, 3 D's. Disappointment, disbelief and despair. The resurrection, therefore, made no impact on their lives. Similarly, our Lord Jesus Christ journeys with us. But our lives could be described as a journey with a risen Lord to Emmaus if his resurrection is making no impact on our lives. In other words, if despite the fact that Jesus is risen, and so he's alive and is always with us, we sometimes feel disappointed by him, or we sometimes do not believe that he exists, or we sometimes despair because of the cross of sickness, the cross of an accident, the cross of the loss of a dear one, the cross of a job loss, or whatever, then we are journeying with the Lord, not to Jerusalem, but to Emmaus, because we are filled with disappointment, disbelief, and despair. Let us then look at the other direction, the journey to Jerusalem, and that is what we should aspire to journey with the Lord to Jerusalem. According to the gospel reading, Luke 24:13-35, the mood of the disciples back to Jerusalem was entirely different. Once they recognized at the breaking of bread that Jesus was truly risen, they were filled with joy and excitement. Imagine, those who had just told the supposed stranger, Jesus, that it was too late to continue with his journey and that he should spend the night with them. These people found it necessary to return to Jerusalem hours that very night. Imagine the excitement in them. And the very disciples who were disappointed, the very disciples who disbelieved the resurrection of Jesus and who were in despair a few hours earlier, now return to Jerusalem extremely excited to proclaim the good news that Jesus is truly risen. In short then, for the two disciples, the journey back to Jerusalem was a journey of faith, hope, and joy. It was a journey of faith that Jesus is truly risen. It was a journey with hope for a better future. It was a journey filled with joy because of the bright prospects that the resurrection of Jesus holds. Thus, even death is no longer an end. Beloved, all this turnaround of events began with an act of love. The two disciples offered a stranger, they thought, food to eat and a place to sleep for the night. Beloved, like the experience of these two disciples, our journey with the risen Lord is destined for Jerusalem, and in our case, the new Jerusalem, which is heaven. When despite the crosses or the difficulties of our lives, we believe he's truly risen. Secondly, when our actions are full of hope for heaven, the new Jerusalem. Thirdly, when we are excited about preaching the good news of Jesus to others. And fourthly, when we do all the above with love, as those two disciples offered love to that stranger Jesus, and then they experience a new direction in their journey. Beloved, finally then, I pray that we will always journey with the risen Lord in only one direction. Not in the direction to Emmaus, but in the direction of the new Jerusalem, heaven. And we do so with faith, hope, joy, and above all, with love. Amen.